Residents from around the state gathered outside the offices of both Idaho Senators Mike Crapo and Jim Risch Wednesday and Thursday. They demonstrated in opposition to the new Senate health care bill. Taylor Munson was there and has this report.
Protesters gathered outside Senator Risch's office Thursday afternoon to oppose the newly proposed Senate health care bill, called the American Health Care Act. The bill is similar to the one passed by the House last month, with only a few modifications. Protester Lori Burrell is concerned with the bill's potential impact on women's health.
I have to say, I'm frankly sick and tired of our politicians politicizing women's health. We need Planned Parenthood. We need women's health care. We need 10 essential benefits. Including maternity care, mental health care. I mean, these are the things that we need to live in this country, in this world, and be productive and good citizens.
The new draft of the bill from the Senate maintains the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, as well as severe cuts to Medicaid. It also preserves tax breaks for the wealthy. However, an initial analysis finds the new version offers a bit more financial assistance to low-income people than the previous version. Idaho Senators Crapo and Risch have indicated support for repealing the Affordable Care Act in the past, but neither have released statements about the new Senate bill. Protester Brett Karcher is hopeful they'll both vote no.
We're very concerned. Look, Risch and Crapo, I don't want to paint them with the same brush because Crapo is far better than Risch, but they both vote the party line 95 times out of 100, and I really hope they don't vote for this because it's going to hurt the very constituents and the voters that they depend on to stay in office.
A concern many are raising over the newly proposed legislation is the secretive nature in which it was created. The bill was written by a handful of GOP senators behind closed doors. It was publicly released Thursday morning for review by other senators. This was a primary concern for demonstrator Rod Couch.
We just protest the lack of transparency. We think that the American people should have a chance to read this in full. You know, a week doesn't give most working Americans time to read this and digest it and comment on it and decide on how they feel about it.
A score from the Congressional Budget Office for the new health care proposal is expected in the coming days. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is adamant a vote on the American Health Care Act will take place before a scheduled 4th of July recess. For KBSX News, I'm Taylor Munson.
Late Thursday evening, a spokesperson for Senator Risch said he was still reading through the proposed legislation. Senator Crapo released a late statement calling the American Health Care Act a promising step toward maintaining affordable care. Crapo said he and his colleagues are awaiting a score from the Congressional Budget Office.